you.
Okay.
Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Get a reading, you get a couple of questions answered. Give us a call here at 646-721-9031. And now we're broadcasting from Manitou Springs, and actually we're live on a remote heading down Manitou Avenue. So April, you said, are you there?
Yes. I'm
fine.
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
Yeah. So we got any callers in the queue yet?
I'm trying to update my browser. The switchboard
is down right now. No problem. Sit and talk to people and say, hey, Matthew Springs, Zachary and April Indian Place, back in Pikes Peak in Colorado. Well, it's actually in Colorado. About 5 miles from Colorado Springs. It's a lovely place. I mean, they got some great, actually, they got some great spirit activity here. There's actually places up here in Matthew Springs that are actually haunted, and the energy is really cool, and it's actually right in the middle of a vortex. A vortex is where positive and negative energy hit, if you don't know anything about vortexes. Sedona in Arizona is also another one. There's supposed to be another one in Casadega in Florida. And a couple places throughout the United States. that most of them are phenomenon, I think, if I'm not mistaken, more near Arizona, New Mexico, places like that, these around mountains. It's really a cool thing to do, that kind of stuff. And you should all check it out. Tattoo Spring, we're kicking in here right now for the tour season, too, as well. It's going to be a very interesting place indeed. Now I got to figure out how to get... So, if you want to give us a call in here, get some questions answered, give us a call at 646-721-9031. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. If not, I don't tell you. But definitely do give us a call in here. And also, I do private readings as well. And if you want to take advantage of the private readings, just give us a call here at 740-500-8863. Again, that number is 740-500-8863. Also, you can contact me on my site number, which is 740-601-9825. Or you can contact us through the website, which is www.psychicxjourneyman.com. We also do parties. We do parties and group readings. 5 to 10 of your friends get together, we do a group reading. We can also do those group readings on Skype, too. And that usually goes for $150 for a shot, but 10 of your friends will get full 40-minute readings. And all you got to do, right now we're actually having a special, so it's only going to cost you $150. It's actually going to cost you only $77.77 for our nice March special, so get in there and take advantage of that. Also, with the situation with our 60-minute readings, they're only going for $33.33 right now. So jump on that special, because we really appreciate you guys out there listening to the show and that kind of thing. And we're sorry about the mix-up tonight, but it's one of the technical difficulties of getting things all squared away and that kind of stuff, so just bear with us. But we're here now, so give us a call.
I have the switchboard up and running now.
You have the switchboard up and running now?
There's no callers. They're used to the 11 o'clock show, I guess.
Exciting.
There's no callers.
I'll give us some time, because we're going to be able to exactly wait and get on the air, so... Give them a little chance to know that we're still out there. You could also go over there where it says send out those messages and put me on the side there where it says you can send things to Twitter and Block Talk Radio and what's the other one? Facebook. Just scroll and you run out of messages there. You can actually put in the phone number to call in. And then just send it out. And we'll just keep those there talking to people and talking about Lake Manitou Springs full of lakes. No, lakes, I'm sorry. It's nice streams. It's a really nice place. And the live remote we're doing right now is really incredible because we're really live here down here on Manitou Avenue. So if you hear the cars going by in the background, that shows you how live we are. But actually, if you're in Manitou Springs right now and you're listening to us here in the big old state of Colorado, we're actually down by the Rainbow Lodge and Inn. You got bacon, please come on down. I'm telling you, it's a really cool place. And they got hotels and stuff up through here, but the idea of the whole thing here is looking at the mountain itself. Pike Peak still has snow on top of it. So it's kind of snow capped and everything like that. So they actually have a thing down here where you can actually go up this thing called the incline. It's up the first ridge, about a mile and a quarter up. I mean, it's straight up. It's a bunch of railroad ties up the side of the mountain. I mean, it's like a stairway. Almost a little bit more than a 45-degree angle. So it's incredible. I hike it myself. It's one of those places. If you really want to get into shape, you can do it there. Right now, there's a couple places, too. But that's the one that trickles the most. Like I said, we're down here on Manitou Avenue, so we're actually planning to, we've gone and talked to a couple people down here doing a a live show from their one of their shops and stuff here in Vancouver Springs. So look forward to that coming up here soon. All that breaking down, that kind of stuff, would be great, fantastic. We're like mobile right now, literally. We're kicking butt right now, going down and down here. The traffic's kicking in. I guess that we just come, we just got the traffic here. And that's everybody going home. Everybody is a bustling. We're all okay. It's a really nice quaint place. A place built back in the 1800s, more closer to early 1800s. It was actually a place up here called the Barker House. It was built back in 1875. Started off as a two-story, I think it was a one-story house, and they kept on building on it, onto it. It was actually a hotel. It was actually a place for old folks home, and now they just ran out of apartments and stuff. And when they got done with all the construction, now we're looking at a place that's four stories that has over 40 apartments in it. So that's a pretty big place. So, April, anybody in the chat?
No, sir.
What's that?
No.
And there's no callers yet?
No.
Well, that's a problem. Let's cross the subject about remote viewing. And I think a lot of people think remote viewing is the same thing as the psychic phenomena. But actually, in truth, remote viewers like to distance themselves from psychics. True?
This is true.
What's y'all talk about it, April? Come on, April, tell us all about it. It's okay. I've never seen a person so knowledgeable about remote viewing. So inform our viewers out there. Give them an idea of exactly what is remote viewing.
How far are you from your house?
About 5 minutes. Come on, just take a deep breath. Everybody's out there in anticipation of remote viewing and hearing about your insights. It's just me and you talking. We've had this subject before, and I thought it was very fascinating with all the stuff that you know. Okay?
I guess the most prominent remote viewer that I've been following is Ed Dames. He remote viewed the tsunamis in Korea. Wait, was Earth? Yeah, the tsunamis in Korea. He was actually on one of their local news programs because he speaks Mandarin Chinese.
Uh-huh.
He was warning them on their local news program about 3 years ago that there was going to be a natural disaster, and he drew pictures of the buildings and the earth cracking, and he actually picked up on the radiation that was going to be released.
Oh.
But they left off the radiation part on the news because they didn't want the public to get too upset about it. If you look on YouTube, remote viewing products on YouTube, you can watch the prediction. Just look up Ed Dames predicts Korean tsunami, and you can watch the news broadcast that was shown in Korea.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
They never take it seriously or what? Do they believe him?
People tend to... They don't want to believe him because most of his predictions are, like, so dark and jaded. His nickname is actually Major Doom instead of Major Ed Dames. People call him Major Doom. He remote viewed that the economy collapsing back in the 80s when we were having our economic boom. So everyone thought he was crazy when he said that the economy was going to go down. And he also predicted that gold is the thing that you should invest your money in, and that was back in the 80s. And since then, gold has more than doubled in value. So anyone who listens to this prediction is pretty wealthy right now.
Right.
Yeah.
That's one of those situations. Look at the information that comes through that you can actually use to your advantage instead of looking like those thoughts, the ideas, families, all these things and that kind of stuff. So you can actually change your own future if you look at the situation, the path of the thing, and actually change that also before that, you know? And I'm just saying, when you have that kind of thing coming out, you got information that's coming to you. To not listen to it, I would be cautious. But then again, not really. I've seen some of these things come through too, and it's amazing. Just use the information and change the direction of your own future. But most of those people probably have been sitting out there not even investing in gold. And then they got the insights to all the thing, and like you said before, the people actually follow through with those things, it's now very well.
True. I actually had a remote viewing session when I was trying to figure out what I should invest my money in, what would be my optimum investment. And when I did my session, I kept seeing a bunch of sports betting screens and football scores, football players.
Uh-huh.
And so I decided that my optimum investment would be sports betting. So I decided I should bet on the Super Bowl. But I couldn't figure out which team was going to win, so I never betted. But the team that everyone in my family supported was actually the team that won. So if I just bet on my natural inclination, then I would have been pretty wealthy from listening to my remote viewing sessions data that my optimum investment was sports betting. I should have just bet instead of trying to decide who to bet for.
So the idea is to make a decision. What's what you got if you get decisions, huh? No, I thought it was interesting. But I just didn't realize some of those people actually wanted to distance themselves from thank you.
Well, it was taught by the U.S. government, and they wanted it to be, they wanted their program to be more accurate than psychics because they said psychics couldn't tell if they were on target or off target, and they wanted to develop a program where the psychics would know that they were always on target. So with remote viewing, you can expect 80% accuracy 100% of the time. And if you work with a group of other remote viewers, then you just look at the overlapping data, and that data should be 100% accurate.
Okay. So working more actually increases the accuracy.
Working on a team does, yes.
Alright. The situation of all things going on. What was the most famous remote viewer?
Ingo Swann. He started everything, and he's the one that trained Ed Dames. If you look up Ingo Swann and he actually doesn't use computers he just believes in, let me see.
Right.
Wait.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, he has a website, Ingo Swan Bio Mind Superpowers. If you Google that, you can learn more about him.
What's his name again?
Ingo Swan Bio Mind Superpowers.
Okay. Would you happen to have any kind of website or anything else that you can actually click onto?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that? Could you repeat that, what you just said?
Oh, no, I was saying was, is there like a website that I could actually click onto and get the information and that kind of stuff? Can it sound talking bad?
I'm looking at
besides the person's name, is there any website that they could actually go to about remote viewing itself? Like that one you were talking about before when you showed me, they could get some insights to remote viewing itself, maybe some of the stuff that you've done, like going to YouTube or something.
Well, Ed's website is learnrv.com, and I'm looking for Ingo Swan's website at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I guess you get that to us as soon as you get it.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, as soon as you get it, you'll let us know, right?
Yes.
Okay. So we was actually live. I mean, we're talking live in Manitou Springs. We were heading down Manitou Avenue. We were giving you guys experience, and it's starting to get busy here because the tourist season is kicking in. People are, it's almost like watching some of those shows where you see the town getting ready for a big old event. At least people are getting ready for the big old summer. So they're painting and doing all kinds of good stuff. It is interesting, and if you get a chance to come to Colorado, go to Manitou Springs. Actually, you can check that out on the website, and we actually have it. You can actually go and check that whole thing out. We actually have a caller. April? Okay.
So the website is biomindsuperpowers.com. You want me to bring on the caller?
Yes.
It's area code 765. Are you there?
Hello?
You're live. Yes. Hello. How are you?
Hi. How are you? I'm fine. Thanks for taking my call.
That's a good question. We were trying to, we've had some, I wouldn't say technical difficulties, we're just trying something new. I'm just with the Colorado, and I'm here in Manitou Springs, and we're trying to give everybody an idea what Manitou Springs is about. It's actually been classified as one of the top 10 haunted places in the United States. And what's your name?
Sheila.
Sheila, you've been on the show before, haven't you?
Yeah, I've spoke to you before.
That's what I thought. So how you been?
Fine, how about you?
That's a good question. I've been on the bus for 3 days.
Well, I thought when I called earlier you were outside.
Yeah, we were out. No, see, we were doing a remote. We're doing a live show.
Ah, okay.
So we wasn't indoors. We wasn't like in the studio or anything. We were actually out and about. And I was actually on Manitou Avenue.
Oh, that's pretty
cool. So it was kind of cool. Yes, it was. And it was interesting, too. But I was trying to get things going on. So how can we help you today?
Well, I was wondering, actually I spoke to you a while back about my situation. I was wondering if you have any more insight or what Spirit has to say about my situation with Johnny Cook and when do you see us reconnecting again? We've talked a little bit probably since the last time I've talked to you, but not about anything about getting back together and that in my job. Mm-hmm.
Right.
His nickname's actually.
What's his guy's name again? His name is Joe, right?
Yeah, well, his name's Jonathan, but they call him Johnny.
Johnny?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So you want to know next time you go to talk to this guy?
I'm sorry?
You want to know when is the next time you're going to talk to him?
No, like if we're going to get back together and when we're going to, we're trying to if we're going to get back together or not.
Have you been communicating?
Yes, we've been communicating more in the last 2 weeks than in the last 3 years. We haven't been together for 3 years.
Okay, and the situation you're talking about was the idea of, if I'm not mistaken, we had this conversation before. I'm trying to figure out, because I've talked to many people lately, about communication being blunt, and one person's blunt, you know?
Mm-hmm.
With the situation you said you're communicating now, have you been very straightforward about things and that kind of stuff? Because I feel like, realistically, with the situation, maybe taking the conversation up a grade, I feel like the idea of getting back together is definitely possible, and I definitely see it happening. But at the same time, I also see that, you know, the communication thing, if it has a tendency to go the other direction, it could actually work against you. So you're just saying, it's like focus. I'm sorry, guys. Change is falling out of my pockets. I was trying to get something with cards. But, yeah, communication is the key here. But it means bluntness. I mean, it's just the idea when you catch this person who has a tendency to procrastinate, it's the idea of calling his bluff. And I feel like the more you sit there and just tell him, you know, sometimes people would call it, be a psychic and just say when you feel something with him and you feel like he's saying certain things that you need to speak your mind and you follow through.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so freaking tired. Anyway.
I also see the possibility of you getting back together with him. I just picked a card for you, and it's such a cute card. Like, I just randomly picked it, and it's two hearts with a golden rod piercing it, and inside the heart there's a baby Cupid with wings holding a bow and arrow.
Oh.
I think that's a good omen.
Yeah. That's with the two. I guess the two indicates more than just the idea of the two of you and the relationship between the two of us. And there is a mutual, there's mutual feelings here, both back and forth. It's just the idea of keeping one person motivated to keep where he doesn't want to hide, I guess. And, but at the same time, also gives the impression of obviously falling into place. I keep getting 2 months. I don't mean 2 months from now it's going to fall into place. I mean, in the process of things that are going on right now, you still see progression going on. And I feel like in about 2 months, It'll be where you want it to be at.
Okay.
That makes sense, then.
So you see him leaving his present situation, then?
Yeah, I do. That present situation is something that he's just hiding in.
Yeah, because he's living with someone else right now.
Yep, so it's like hanging on to this one. Say, you know, some people have a tendency to hang on to things just because they don't want to go back to some place where they know they should be, you know? That's like, he should be working with that. And it's like, okay, I'm not really good back there. Well, you just wish people would snap out of it and say, okay, things are presenting themselves for a reason. So that's the direction you're supposed to go in. You know, it's like, you look at the situation. Every time you look at this woman, you know where you're supposed to be at. You get a tingling sensation. It shivers up your back. You know exactly there's more here. There's more to this relationship. How would you put this? Every time he looks at you, he gets a certain feeling about you, and he knows there's more to it. Knows what's going on. Almost like someone's dead. Getting a lot of interference here.
Can you hear me okay?
We're fine. It's just the idea of craziness, that's all. Sometimes I got to watch it too because I pick up a lot of stuff anyway. Smell, senses, and that kind of stuff. So a lot of times when I keep thinking I'm hearing something on the phone or when we're doing a show, it's just me picking up, like, I'm not supernatural clutter, I guess. You know, I had a friend of mine who was riding around the car and I kept smelling watermelons, and no one could smell watermelons but me. And then we found out her late husband, that was his favorite fruit. And she said she felt his presence in that car. And I guess just, me picking up the smell confirmed it.
Wow.
So one thing with the situation you got going on, too, is the idea of that kind of intuition that you know when he's BSing you. And you need to call him on it every time he says it. Because I've done it myself. Well, like, conversations don't happen if you don't push the issue. I had a girlfriend who was telling me she couldn't get close to me. She already had. So she had her looking at her and say, okay, that's just a bunch of BS. And she's like, okay, you're right. I said, I don't want to get close to you because I'm scared of the situation. But see, if I wouldn't have pushed it and said what I was feeling at the time, and she wouldn't express herself like she did. And it opened up a conversation where two people actually sit and talked about her fears, which actually helped her get through it.
Right. He seems very distant when I'm around him, you know. He seems, like, just distant. Like, he, whenever we trade kids off and stuff, like, he's, like, you know, like, hurries up and gets back in the car and leaves.
But a situation, when he's around you, he feels it. So some people would say he's daydreaming. But actually, he's just picking up everything.
So you think I should just reach out and say something to him? Because I haven't said anything about us getting back together or anything, because I just didn't want to, you know, I didn't want to give him the opportunity to slam me or something.
Right. No, no, Shannon. I'm just saying, with the situation being blunt, when people get called on it, they realize that they're kind of transparent, that you know. And the connection between the two of them, it must be real, because if it wasn't, how could you pick up on something like that? So they have a tendency to open up. Because you just have to know, you just have the truth, what it is. Of
right.
course, I'm just saying follow your, I'm just saying follow your intuition. When it kicks in, it'll be okay.
Okay.
But seriously, when we talk about communication, communication is one of those things that has to be done, good or bad. And it makes a big difference when people speak their mind. Especially, I always tell people, you got that little voice inside you said, you need to say this to this person. Doesn't matter if they get hurt or not. It's say it in a nice way. There's always tactful ways of saying things. But the point is, it has a voice and it needs to be said. Because the angels are telling you that it needs to be said because this person needs to know these things. You know, sometimes the situation of hurting people is not the idea of making them break down, but it's just the idea of realizations of helping them understand that the reason they're hurt, as they say it is because they know the truth.
Right. What do you think about the situation that he's in? Because I really feel that this girl that he's with, she's going to, you know, raise Cain, because I'm sure she doesn't want him coming back to me. I mean, because she broke us up.
Almost like she doesn't want you two together because she doesn't want you two together.
Right. And I think she just wanted
There's a good reason.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
so do you
she
think
just
that,
wants to
I mean,
cause trouble.
Right. I just want to make sure that he's not ever going to go back to her. Can you pick up on anything about that? And I don't even think they could be friends, because I don't think I could trust them to even be friends, you know.
Mm.
You want her name?
Yeah.
I think you're like, I think you're a much stronger, better, like, catch than she is, in my opinion.
I have a pretty strong personality. I'm an Aries.
Yep.
So if he has good taste, I think he would stay, pick you, and, like, not deal with her anymore.
Right.
I get the impression when he does get back with you that he won't go back.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. So
I'm
you think in a couple months, huh? So I have to wait 2 more months. Good Lord, I've waited 3 years. It's making me crazy.
That's true, but not really. What I'm saying is 2 months is the time frame.
Right.
But also timing is also like perception.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like we said it the other day. If you think you have enough time, you're right. If you don't think you have enough time, you're right. It's perception. So if you look at the thing and go, okay, 2 months. Do I want to wait 2 months? Do you think he's right? Do you think he's ready? Then you can actually sit and focus on the situation of happening now. Me personally, when I look at the situation, it could be anywhere between 2 days, 2 weeks, to 2 months. Two months seems the most scenario here, but I get the impression it could happen any time. It's just the idea that I tell people when we're doing readings right now, we're seeing 2 months, okay? But then again, you haven't really changed anything you've done at this moment as different in your affirmations or anything like that, where you've changed things. But I feel like once you sit down and really look at what you're trying to do and what you really want, then you take your affirmations and you detail them to that outcome.
Reality. Okay. That's what I've been doing.
That's what it's saying. It's like saying, tweak it. It's like I was there talking to April and she was focusing on something that she wants to come into play. And it was just the idea of trying to find it and shorten it to make it a little more powerful and directly to the point of saying, hey, I got this little situation. As I go into this very successful situation, everything along with it will also fall into place, and it's almost like a done deal.
Right.
Instead of like, trying to put all the details in it, you know, hey, I want to go there. I want that to be good. Then I'm going to go here and make that good. Then I'll come home and make that good. And basically, it's just the ideal of changing the format of it and just say, angels, I see this as a very successful format and a very successful situation. They know what it is. The universe knows what it is. So therefore, you put it out there and say, this is what I still want. So therefore, if there's a bigger picture of the situation that's better for me, I'll be glad to hear that too as well. So I'm open for everything. Hit me with all the doors. Hit me with the big shot. Oh, my gosh.
Well, you know, like a week ago, I was in a situation where I was at a house where he, in the same town that he was, and I asked him to come inside and talk to my son because my son had been in the hospital and he was going to pick him up and do his visitation. And, you know, he would not come inside that house.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't even get out of the car.
Oh,
and
wow.
I said, why don't you come in and help him carry his bags out? But then I found out that mm-hmm. he'd thrown his back out and he couldn't hardly walk very well. But I still thought that, you know, if I invited him, and there was nobody there, but it would have been just he and I and his son, and he would not come in. It was really weird.
Mm-hmm. That was crazy.
It appears that host has already dialed into the show. Only one host is allowed to push
show. Trying to deal with that. Trying to do it. We're just trying to do some. You know, it's like one of the things when you do something different. Everything looks different.
Are you there? Hello? 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 You want me to cut this for you?
Yeah. It's like a ninja thing. I threw it earlier and it went.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Nice one. Ready?
No, Colton, don't. Don't. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
I'm here.
No, I know you're there. I'm trying to figure out. Okay.
Hello, are you there?
Hold up, I got it.
Are you there?
Hey, are you there?
Yeah. You guys having technical difficulties?
Just a little bit, yeah. So, but we're back. I have no idea how long we have. But I think we're kicking down there, too, but go ahead. I'm just saying, with the whole situation and everything's going on, everything's going to be fine. It's just the idea. Keep the communication going on. Keep what's going on. And I'm just saying, keep it really going forward. It's just the idea of the communication.
Okay.
I'm trying to, and it seems like it would work out. And I just feel like it's one of those things that's going to fall into place very quickly once it's one of those things of realization on everybody's end. Even though people are still kind of looking at the situation going, okay, I hate when they start to think about things as they're going to happen when you're actually living it right now. This is the front part of the whole thing, you know? Communication, you're talking, getting to know each other. Things are falling into place, so therefore it is happening now. People don't realize it. Usually at some point somewhere, but it's still part of the relationship as well. I'm just sitting there going, what the heck? I can't understand. Do so they did these redid these switchboards and stuff. It's just I click on people when they go, no, I don't. I'm going to put you back on listening mode. And right now we're actually trying to bring it into doing more organized live shows from like some of the shops up here in Manitou Springs. It's a really cool place. I just want you to sit there and when I say be detailed about this whole situation, it's the idea of what are your wants, needs, and desires, and then convey that to the community.
Okay. Sounds like birds are fluttering or something.
No, me and April communicate. We communicate to her typing and stuff. She has a tendency to blot out too. We like to converse what she's picking up with.
Okay.
What I'm picking up too as well. So we put it together. Well, we've actually been able to come up with a full picture for everyone using both our talents together. Now, she was sitting there talking about this guy, Jonathan, who seems to be kind of arrogant. I kind of like, when I sit in a situation, I see arrogance too, but I see it has a tendency to work against him where he needs to do something about getting connected with his feelings, but the arrogance has a tendency to let him more, like you were talking about before, when he's distant and that kind of stuff. That's kind of a form of arrogance too, because he's focusing too much on himself. How's this affecting me? When he should be looking at exactly what he's getting as emotions of how he feels about him. If he'd open himself up, it would be so easy to realize that the feelings that you have for him are very genuine, and they're only holding back any kind of relationship, which he really does want. Yeah.
Right.
So when we say arrogance has a tendency to be a little thing about their whole idea. Some people could call it macho. Some guys could call it being, you know, just stupid. Because
he's pretty arrogant.
Okay, let's go with the arrogance then. I'm just saying, it takes on different formats and that kind of stuff.
Right, yeah. He still has
emotions. When there are certain times where you just want to walk up to him and...
That's interesting.
But, you know, with the arrogance and the stuff, it's the idea of calling him on his emotions and stuff, and it makes him vulnerable, but he also has to realize the only reason he feels vulnerable is because the feelings that you keep picking up with him are real. So we should look at the situation as a very nice thing. That's really going to have a nice ending to it. So, well, maybe I shouldn't say a nice ending, but it's one of the things that's going to continue with many great rules to experience. But just sometimes people have a tendency to get caught up in the situation. That's not good. Because they're focusing too much on the situation instead of what's happening right then and there. You know what I mean? Because I was picking up something with this arrogance, but it's just, to me, it's more of an emotional blockage, you know?
He likes to feel needed, I think. I guess that's the way to get to his heart, is to be more vulnerable to him. And that would help him to feel closer to you.
Okay. You know, I've never actually come out and said, hey, you know, have you ever thought about getting back together and just leaving your situation? You know, because, I mean, I thought maybe he would come to me.
Right. Makes it a lot easier when he does that, because you know what he wants, because he's coming to you. But, you know, the idea right now with the arrogance that he has, there's nothing wrong with being straightforward and a little aggression of your own.
Right.
I don't care what people say. I know for a fact I've seen the situations. People say, let's do it the old-fashioned way, with the guy to pursue the woman. I'm sorry, but back in the old days, it was a woman doing all the work. The man just thought he was.
Right.
The reason that was woman wanted his stuff. I hate to say it that way, but they want that security, you know? So therefore, they manipulate the whole thing. They say it was a genuine love and caring for that person, but that sometimes fears have a tendency to put us in terms of being full of manipulation. Because of that fear has a tendency to tap into our insecurities and feeling insecure about money and that kind of stuff, so we have to do this whole thing. But also look at the situation, too, with him. Is he's like a southerner, a southerner, I can't say it. He's south. And if he's not originally from the south, yeah, we can trace it back to a past where he was. This man worked on a big old plantation. He used to mess around with the slaves, and he had a nice wife, and no one could trust him. And he was always pissed off because people wouldn't trust him. When he first couldn't trust him anyway. So it seems like he's brought some of those insecurities with him to this place. You see?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So all we got to do is put it out there the same thing and say, hey, you know something, man? Really, let go of the freaking past, would you? Let it go. Let it go. And it's one of those things of putting it out there to him and say, hey, you know, oh, it's never going to work out. It's to let things go. I don't see why you can't just let him go, because it's simple taking a deep breath and going, I'm letting it go. And it's gone. It is gone.
Right.
It's an excuse not to commit to you. But, you know, I feel like with the situation, the more you keep calling him out in a nice way, he'll come around. He'll start realizing the point. Why is the point of hiding from somebody when you know me so well?
Right.
Oh, my gosh. Don't you just want to scream at people and just, you look, I guarantee if you look at this guy and said, you're playing games, he will tell you you're full of it.
That was, we've been playing games for 3 years.
It doesn't make sense when you sit there. I was just freaking out, going, man, let it go. You could have such a great life with this woman, which is what you want in the first place.
Yeah, actually, he's in a situation with a woman that has two teenage boys, and, you know, he just is not even paying hardly any attention to his kids.
Well, sometimes with the situation of his kids, it reminds him of his ex.
Mm-hmm.
So he needs to separate himself from that, because she is such a nice, some people can be very nice people. They just get let go of the things that put them in that situation of fear, where they feel like they have to meet people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't get put any more into that whole situation with him and that lady friend. It's the idea of focusing on it'll just fall into place so nicely. And stay away from the cheesecake. We get silence. Stay away from the cheesecake. Money. So, is there something about money that's been driving you nuts, too?
Yeah, I don't have any.
Okay.
I'm used to having a job, and, you know, I worked for United Airlines, and I got laid off 2 years ago, and I lost my husband, I lost my house, and my two kids and I had to move in with my parents. And I'm living on $100 a week child support. It's crazy.
Didn't we also talk about your job before, about getting your job back there?
Yeah, they actually merged with Continental, and they voted a union back in, and that just got voted in like last week, so that's been voted in since I last talked to you, because you thought that maybe I would get my job back.
Uh-huh.
And so the union got voted in, but I'm still waiting to hear. I'm laid off, so I have 27 years there, and I would have to move, you know, back to Indianapolis, so, but I want to do that. That's what I'm waiting to do. So I'm waiting for that. I'm living on no money.
Yeah, stay away from the casinos. I'm just saying, if you decided you wanted to do something like that, because I feel like that would work against you.
Mhm.
Aren't you close to a casino?
No, I'm from Indiana. I mean, I'd have to go like south or to Cincinnati or to St. Louis. I think there might be one south, like in Evansville, like a riverboat.
St. Louis.
Down there, like it's a couple hours south of Indianapolis, but I'm near the Illinois border right now.
Mm-hmm.
Small town. I moved back to my hometown. So yeah, I definitely need some abundance. So
what
I've been manifesting all of that. Job, abundance, relationship, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, it does seem like you need to take a walk. And you gotta walk away from it for a while. Let these people deal with themselves and situation and regroup.
Yeah, that's what I've separated myself for a while.
Right.
But I know it's really chaotic now because they turned off United's computer system and they're dealing with Continental's computer system and all the United employees, which are the more senior agents. And they were the union people, and Continental were the non-union people. So now the union got voted in, and now I think there's animosity between Continental and United employees. And United employees that used to know how to do their job every day, now they don't know how to do it because they don't know the computer system. So I'm sure it's very frustrating. And if I was working, I'd be probably pulling my hair out, but at least I'd be getting a paycheck. I'm willing to pull my hair out to get a job, you know, to get my job back. So.
Oh, you understand. Well, I just, you know, like I said before, it seems like it's just one of those situations where it's just the idea of application to have.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. We would sit here and say your spirit guide says you need to take your time. I understand you want money and that kind of stuff and that kind of thing going on, but it's like almost like taking it in and just appreciating what you got. And almost like the idea of if this is what you got to live on, could you really make it work for you? Because a lot of people have a tendency to step back and look at these things and go,
mm-hmm.
And realize it's just the idea of not too high expectations, but it's when you're focusing on the money part, you're still focusing on the lack of money, not the idea of focusing on the whole thing. That's why they always say you should always pick a sum of money where you want to be at. So just to let you know, how can we put that? I just feel like you're going in the right direction, so just keep going. But definitely listen to your intuition, listen to your spirit guide. I would sit here and do some meditations, just connect with your angels and say, okay, I need some help here. Archangel Michael, help you share the fear in favor of faith and trust. So that's one of the things you think you can do. You can do it, so just do it. This thing, what you're talking about, what's his name?
Jonathan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the thing with Jonathan and you, and it's going to work out. It's just going to fall into place. The situation is just a little bit. You want to don't. Say in the face, you want to kiss him, just do it. I just feel like more moments like that can really bring them around and realize what they've been missing. Is there anything else that you would really like to focus on? A couple questions.
Yeah. Just the relationship and job and abundance. That's it.
But focus on the idea of already having the abundance part. It seems like everything else will follow through in a smooth transition, too. Seriously. You know, I'm kind of arguing on the show, and I was sitting there going, you know something? You have to have abundance before you can start attracting more. And she's like, why do you abundance? You know, I think you lost track of what abundance means. It's a relation, execution of love, money, situation, energy, you know. I just feel like when you put it out there, it seems if you look back on your life, you've manifested some things pretty easily. It's just now we got to this point here where it seems like there's some people around you that were just giving you some bad influence and bad advice.
Mm-hmm.
So when those things are corrected, you'll be okay.
Yes, I have a lot of family that's... I'm teaching with my niece, and whenever I need something paid for my teenage daughter, she just pays for her sweats, you know, for track, or she pays for what. So she's been pretty kind about it, so.
Well, that's good.
So, but I've never had to live like that. You know, I'm really a pretty independent, I'm very, you know, I like making my own money and supporting myself.
Mm-hmm.
Just my personality, anyway.
You know, you guys are saying take your time, just be patient with the situation. It was a little bit out of time. This is leading you right back, you know, basically back in a situation where you feel like you have more control because you have a substance of money to work with.
Okay.
A lot of people go down the hill in the springs. Come right back. They just changed the format of certain things, you know. They were attracting other friends that were just bringing them down. So then they went through like 2 month transition and started realizing they were just feeding the other people's victimism, which actually was putting themselves in the same place.
Well, that's what I'll do. I appreciate you taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. Give us a call back. Give us an update.
Okay, I'll be in touch.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Wait, don't go.
Don't go.
No.
Wait, you got some things to tell her, April?
Well, I just pulled some cards. I just want to verify it with you first.
Okay, great. That'd be wonderful.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Take them on. Okay. But give you all the information we can. I appreciate, you know. Hold up. Let's see. We got some things going on. Conversing again. Let's try to figure out for some people have louder keys than most. Let's see. Someone like that, you know, they're focused on when you were a child. But it also says you need to remember your dreams, too.
You know, I have a hard time doing that. I've been trying to remember them, and I don't seem to either. I'm not having them, or I just don't remember them. I ask every night for Archangel Michael to let me remember my dreams. I remember one dream that I had in the last 4 or 5 months, and it actually Johnny came up to my kids and I and said, we're going to get a house in December. And I thought that he meant that he was going to try to take my kids and get a house, you know, without me. And so then I was freaking out. I was like, no, you're not.
No. Trying to find a book. Yeah. a lot of time, but I freaking went through those books and running like this. Because there's a nice prayer in that one book. It talks about the idea of communicating with angels within your dreams to help you remember exactly what's going on.
Right.
So we got the flowers. Like, nice. Let me think. Where are you at now? What state?
I'm sorry?
What state are you in?
Indiana.
I was getting the impression of actually living someplace colder.
Colder?
Yeah.
I don't really like cold.
See, she got the cards pulled out where you're focusing on direction. I see that there's a card where it's like you're meditating, and it's a card. To me, I look at the card and it goes, okay, she's meditating on a blanket, she's totally naked. But I think it's one of the things that it's more of shedding the outer part of things that you're still hanging on to. And there's one where it shows a colder environment, but I think it'd also be sometimes being open to the changes. It's like you're trying to jump over it, the bounds of certain things are going on. And then we have pictures of flowers, sunflowers. Sunflowers is a significant spiritual thing too as well.
Well, I've become very spiritual since all this stuff happened in the last 3 years. That's the only really, probably the good thing that came out of all of this is that I started meditating,
Well, it's like almost like the idea of meditation. They want you to meditate and ask your angels for focus and direction.
Okay. I've done that.
Because when you sit here and look at the situation, like I do, I mean, I'm in the grocery store. You know, angels, should I buy the little Debbie's or should I get something more healthier? So I try to use it everywhere I go. You know, I'm going up the road. Right now I'm in Colorado. Now I'm in Manitou Springs, and I'm asking for direction and say we need to find a place to go meetings and stuff. Met some really nice people and that kind of stuff where they actually might let us do a live remote from their shops and that kind of thing. So doing that kind of stuff, I walked into a couple shops and actually was doing some palm readings and actually spooking people with some accuracy going on there. This one guy said, hey, that was great. You're a whole lot better than the person across the street. I was like, there's a person across the street? Okay. And he was just open to the thing, saying, hey, let me talk to my bosses, and maybe we can do it here on a weekend or something. It'll hurt. And I got another lady who said that she wants to get with me and sit down and talk. So it's the idea of following your guidance, what you got to do, and just keep banging and going out there and following through with each one of those situations that comes through to you. Because a lot of times, even with the situation, okay, and if you feel like you need to go to the hospital and maybe do a physical or, you know, certain things like that, just follow through for that little bit. Almost like the idea of giving you some insights and some, the word, have a little bit of
You're cutting out. I can't hardly hear you.
No, I'm trying to figure it out myself. I just feel like the idea of this, like medical things happening in the future, where you need to follow through. It's off my mind.
Medical things with me?
Yeah. This is the future event.
Sorry, you cut out again. I didn't hear that.
Okay. I feel like it's a future event.
Right.
Medical procedures and that kind of. Maybe has there ever been any kind of procedures like that in the past?
I had some medical procedures in the past. I had a hysterectomy.
Mm. You know, like a line of brain and heart scans.
Okay.
It's almost like going to doctors. I suggest that you do these just for the idea of putting things in there. It was like you need to go. And just go with the flow. It's gonna twist things. If you feel about around the time, it's one of those things where you're having a little bit of doubt about things. It might not even be that much, but you're having doubts about. It seems like the medical thing has a tendency to set your mind at rest.
Right.
Because the situation with this relationship has a tendency to give you anxiety. So we just don't want to let it. We don't see it overwhelm you.
Say that again about him doing what?
We don't want you to be in a situation where you're going to feel overwhelmed.
Yeah, I lost my insurance after I set up, so I haven't had any insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm just trying to stay physically fit, and, you know, I teach tumbling with my niece and just try to work out. I walked a long way today.
You teach tumbling?
I teach tumbling, yeah. I used to be a dance teacher, and see, when he and I split up, I had my own dance studio. I quit that. I had to close my studio, and then we lost our jobs at the airlines, and so I lost all that.
Well, like I said before, don't worry about it. I feel like you're going to acquire all that back. It's, just got to let it go for right now.
What am I doing?
I'm just saying we put all our energy into stuff, and now there's a time to retreat. Take a step back and let things unfold naturally. A lot of times we put ourselves in there too much when we need to work on our own control issues.
Right.
I love people. That's because I'm saying you're controlling. Just look at it. See what you see. Don't get mad about the whole thing. I'd be a place to start. You never realize. A lot of people are like, a lot of things that happen to people like that. What we have is in the reaction.
You're cutting out. I can't hardly hear you.
April.
Yes.
April, are you there?